Ethan 上下挥舞着龙， Alex 举起舞狮杆。这都是什么意思呢？ Ethan 问。
This is Let's Chat with Lala. Today, we will be doing a storytelling. Here we go.
Alex's Good Fortune by Benson Shum. Alex 醒来了，他想起今天是个特别的日子，所以就穿上红色的衣服和红色的发箍。新年快乐，他和妈咪说。我可以邀请 Ethan 过来一起庆祝吗？当然可以，妈咪回答。Ethan 来到，他们就参加新年游行。Ethan 把龙举起来， Alex 提着舞狮杆，在他们手里，龙就开始跳舞起来了。在街上能够听到鼓、钹和鞭炮的声音。Ethan 上下挥舞着龙， Alex 举起舞狮杆。这都是什么意思呢？ Ethan 问。舞龙给大家带来好运， Alex 说。游行结束后，朋友和家人聚在 Alex 的家，大家互祝新年健康快乐。林阿姨给他们红包求好运。林阿姨说，恭喜发财。心想事成， Alex 回答。红包里有钱哦。泰叔叔在画红色的纸条， Alex 和 Ethan 帮忙。他们把纸条贴在大门口，祝大家一年四季平安。新年也带来 Alex 最不喜欢的传统，在新的一年开始之前， Alex 得先打扫他的房间，洗走厄运，之后他扫地。Ethan 也来帮忙为他的朋友擦桌子。奶奶在厨房里包饺子， Alex 和 Ethan 也在帮忙包。Alex 喜欢锅贴， Ethan 喜欢蒸饺。新年菜有很多不同的意思，鱼代表繁荣，面代表长寿，饺子代表福气，鸡代表家庭，还有很多糖果来代表好运哦。终于一切都准备好了。Alex 端茶， Ethan 端着米饭，最美味的传统要开始了。年夜大餐，大家聚在一起分享饺子、面条和许多其他饭菜。Alex 最喜欢的传统是元宵节，在庆祝活动的第十五天，为了庆祝新年的结束，朋友和家人去公园享受。Alex 和 Ethan 拿起灯笼，挂在最高的树上，灯笼像天上的星星一样，一闪一闪。谢谢你和我分享这个节日， Ethan 说。我很高兴我们能一起庆祝， Alex 回答。大家大喊，新年快乐！
Wow, wasn't that a great story? I really, really like this book. I think Benson Shum does such a great job introducing the different Chinese New Year traditions in a way that children can really grasp and easily relate to. Okay, so let's get into it. This story is about a girl named Alex and her friend Ethan. Alex invites Ethan to join her family in celebrating Chinese New Year. And in this story, Ethan is introduced to all the different traditions that her family practices. So the most important phrase during Chinese New Year is 新年快乐, which means Happy New Year. You will use it all the time. If you don't know anything else, this is all you really need. 恭喜发财is also another phrase that is really important, especially if you want to get a red envelope. Though, I think you can probably still get 红包 with just 新年快乐。
新年快乐，他和妈咪说。
新年快乐。Happy New Year. 新年快乐。
Alex and Ethan start off by joining the New Year parade. In the parade, they have a dragon dance, which is different than what I'm used to, which is a lion dance. But they're really similar. The people are inside of the costume, dancing in the parade, and there are a lot of noises coming from the drums, cymbals, and firecrackers to chase away the bad spirits.
他们就参加新年游行。
Ethan, 把龙举起来。 新年游行, New Year Parade. 新年游行。 龙, dragon, 龙。
在街上能够听到鼓、钹和鞭炮的声音。
鼓, drum, 鼓。 钹, cymbal, 钹。 鞭炮, firecracker, 鞭炮。 So Ethan is partaking in all of this, but he doesn't know the meaning behind these things. So he asks,
这是什么意思?
What does this mean?
这是什么意思?
Alex responds by saying that the dragon brings good luck.
好运,
good luck. 好运. After the parade, everyone goes to Alex's house. There, Alex and Auntie Lynn exchange well wishes. I must say that Alex is a very eloquent little girl because I've never said anything beyond 新年快乐,恭喜发财 before. And they receive some 红包, red envelope.
红包.
And in the red envelope is money.
红包里有钱哦.
So we talked about this. 恭喜发财 is often said during Chinese New Year. It's like a blessing or wish for the receiver to have a prosperous year. So as a kid, did you guys ever say
恭喜发财,红包拿来?
It literally means have a prosperous year, give me the red envelope. Which doesn't really sound like a polite thing to say, so I don't know why they taught it to us. But I guess that's also a thing some people say.
林阿姨说,恭喜发财,心想事成,Alex回答.
Now Alex says 心想事成, which means may all your wishes come true. Literally all the desires of your heart become reality. Really eloquent for a little girl, right? I didn't grow up with a lot of Chinese New Year traditions. I don't know if it's because my parents really wanted us to assimilate to American culture or because they are Christians and weren't really into these things. But I never had to clean my room like Alex or get a haircut like some other people do.
最不喜欢的传统 在新的一年开始之前, Alex得先打扫他的房间.
传统, traditions,
传统.
打扫, clean,
打扫.
One tradition I do like to follow with my family is to wrap dumplings. I just love eating dumplings. But also remember doing it while I was growing up, and it's just a really nice way for the family to put away our phones, sit around a table, and create something together.
奶奶在厨房里包饺子。包饺子.
Wrap dumplings.
包饺子.
Noodles are really important in Chinese culture as well, especially uncut long noodles, because it symbolizes long life. People would often eat this during birthdays or during Chinese New Year.
面代表长寿。长寿.
Long life. 长寿. Finally, the food is ready and people are gathering to eat. We hear food being described as 美味, literally beautiful flavor. Another way to say delicious.
最美味的传统要开始了。美味,
delicious.
美味. 年夜大餐,
New Year's Eve feast.
年夜大餐.
Alex's favorite tradition is the Lantern Festival,
元宵节.
On the 15th day of the New Year, yes, the Chinese New Year celebration lasts 15 days. So on the 15th day, everyone goes to the park to enjoy and admire the lanterns.
Alex最喜欢的传统是元宵节。元宵节,
Lantern Festival,
元宵节. 朋友和家人去公园享受。享受,
enjoy,
享受. 灯笼像天上的星星一样, 一闪一闪.
灯笼 lantern, 灯笼 And lastly, a word used a lot but we haven't talked about yet is 庆祝 celebrate,
庆祝我很高兴我们能一起庆祝
And that is the end of the story. Thank you so much for reading this book with me. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And next time, Lila will be back and we will be having a chat about dinosaurs.
It was really fun chatting with you guys again, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please subscribe and even leave a review. If you'd like, send me a message on my Instagram, @LilaandMonkey. Talk to you guys soon.